Celine Dion is still packing them in at her Las Vegas theater, and Access Hollywood's Nancy O'Dell got to sit down with the singer for an exclusive interview. Good morning, Nancy.
Hello, Alexis. Good morning to you. And yes, that is right. I caught up with Diva backstage in Las Vegas for a little bit of girl talk after a struggle with fertility. Celine is the joyful mother of a four-year-old boy, Renee Charles. But in an effort to help others through the process of building a family, she's opening up to me about her own challenges.
You've been very open in saying that you have a frozen embryo in New York. You're going
to
go and have another baby.
Yeah, I just feel that this little baby is cold and wants a mommy to give him a hand and bring him to the sunshine. So it doesn't mean it works, you know, every time it's like he tries to, you know, something extraordinary that's given to us. But I won't leave it there. That is a for sure thing.
It's amazing, the technology of what they can do.
It's a little scary also when you go into the details. Some people are very against that and say this is not natural, this is not nature, this is not life and all that. So I do not want to hurt people's feeling with this, but honest truth is there is an embryo in New York. So they froze it, and it's blastocyst, that means it's 5 days old.
And that was what was right for you, too.
It was right for us to do so.
And what if it happens naturally before that?
That's fine, take it all.
You know, 3, 4, 5.
No problem, my parents had 14, bring it on, no problem.
Celine Dion would love to have an army of little ones, given the challenge she and husband Renee Angelil experienced in conceiving their first son, Renee Charles. Celine underwent in vitro fertilization to conceive shortly after her husband was diagnosed with cancer.
Did that play into it, or was it just the right timing?
Both of us wanted to have this gift of life. And he said, well, maybe there's something to do about it. And the doctors that we talked with...
You had tried for 6 years.
We were trying for 6 years, mm-hmm. And we couldn't. It didn't work. And then when he got sick, we really thought that that was going to be our final answer. And then they said, no, it's not over until it's over. So we talked with professional people. More than one dream came true, honestly.
Renee Charles.
Renee Charles and my husband's health. So.
And there are even more revelations in her book, For Keeps. And on tonight's Access Hollywood, I ask her why she has decided to be so open about everything by writing a book, because it's not as if she needs the money. And she replied by saying something highly unusual. She feels her fans have the right to know about her personal life. Alexis, she says, they come to my concerts. I ask them to come. They get my book. I ask them to come. So basically, I've asked them to buy my house. So I feel like they have the right to know. Unusual. Alexis.
Pretty unusual, that's for sure. Well, Nancy O'Dell, thank you so much.